Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's take a walk down memory lane. It was 40 years ago. The Yorkwood Golden Bears had a very memorable season. They won the state championship, and we get a chance to visit with the head coach of that team, Steve Graves, who is the father of Rock Ridge head coach Sam Graves. I guess first up, Coach Graves, does it feel like it's been 40 years?
Yes, it does. I'm getting more rickety every day.
When I say 1983 Golden Bears, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I think the quality of individuals that we had on that team and the quality of the families that they came from, of course, because a kid just doesn't, automatically do the right thing all the time. But when you come from a very good family, very good upbringing, you tend to develop characteristics that make you successful. That group was.
So when you look at 1983, kind of leading up to that season, maybe in, preseason workouts, first week of practice, did you kind of know, hey, I think I got this group assembled, and I think if the pieces fall the right way, maybe we could get to the final weekend of the season?
Well, the year before, when we got in that really good match with Gridley, and Gridley ended up losing a couple kids in that game, so they didn't end up going all the way, but that was a greatly talented team, and we played them toe-to-toe right down to the wire and fumbled late in that game that ended up costing us the game. And when you have that good of a team and a lot of people returning, we figured we might have a chance to be very competitive. Now, I was so young and inexperienced, I wasn't for sure what a state caliber team was, but looking back now, it was pretty obvious they were.
How enjoyable was that ride when you think back, 40 years, when you think about the great rivalries prior to consolidation and reorganization, and then you kind of think about the, extra weeks that are piled on as you win each, postseason playoff game. How enjoyable were those memories?
Should have been very enjoyable, and we always worked ourselves up in a frenzy. Of course, I was an inexperienced coach and fresh out of college a couple years past. So I would work every situation, every first down, every yard that the opponent got. It was, you'd work yourself into a frenzy. When looking back over it in reality, you should have just sat back and enjoyed it all, because those kids weren't going to get beat, and should have been very relaxed environment. But that's probably why they were so good. They were so, uptight and competitive all the time.
And I know the high school football playoffs in 1983 were a relatively new thing. I know next year will be the 50th anniversary of when they were created. And, of course, it basically comes out of the Western Illinois area with John Elder helping lead the cause of creating a playoff system in Illinois. So basically kind of 9 years in when you had this run in 1983. What was did the community at the time and the school kind of understand what was going on, even though it was like 9 years or 10 years in of doing the playoffs? What was that like?
Yeah, the community, and of course those families, a lot of them were related and everything, so it was a pretty tight-knit group over there. And those families followed the team and were well-educated on, you'd always have to explain to them, of course, now, how do you decide who's the home team and things like that. But other than that, overall, I think they had a pretty good idea of how the system worked, and I think they were pretty good at it.
You said a young coach back in the day when this was all going down. Was it kind of a learning curve for you as each week kind of progressed in that season?
Well, yeah. And, looking back on it, the team that should have gone just as far, but you know, they had a greenhorn coach at the helm. Was the group before them was also a very, very good team. And, you know, I cut my teeth with that group and feel like you gained a little knowledge and got a little better with each year. And you can't go back and be a 15-year experienced coach and go back and coach that team your first or second year. So it's just the learning pains that you have to have as a new coach.
All right. So you probably, I know back in that era, you couldn't say much when people said, hey, Coach Graves, you know, it's fall of 83. I've never seen a small school team play defense like that. And I probably assume at that time you weren't saying much. And but now when you look back, you know, 40 years ago, and I look at your scores in the postseason, here are the scores from that year. 37-0, 10-0, 44-0, and then you win in overtime in the state title game 12-6 over Maroa Forsyth. So brag about how dominant that defense was. Why were they so good?
Well, first of all, they were very competitive. They had very good leadership. And, of course, the king of that was Mike Ricketts, but he wasn't the only one. There was a lot of the Dysher boys and the Allemans, and there was a lot of kids that were natural-born leaders on that team. H.T. Kinney at quarterback, and just very unusual to find that many kids that had that kind of ability and on the same field. We had a very good combination physically also. We had kids up in the front of the line, and behind them were your prototype fullback types. And then in the secondary, we had some very good speed, you know, Chad Holman and Jim Rowley you know, I don't have the paper here with me. I know I'm going to forget some great players. You always do. But we had a very good combination of what you would think when you thought, what should your secondary look like? What should your linebackers look like? And what should your defensive line look like? We had a pretty good combination of all of that.
All right. So I got to ask you, this great story as I'm talking to Coach Graves here. I got his number today from Sam Graves, the head coach at Rock Ridge. And, so when I reached out to Coach Graves, I'm recording this interview on a Thursday, the older Graves, Steve Graves, and he had a break because he's picking corn here in the fall harvest and his combine broke down, so he's going to get that fixed. And you said you're kind of basically in a field that's not too far from Yorkwood High School, which is the current United Junior High. So I ask you, like, when you go by the school campus, you know, and you see maybe the building and you see, you know, the football field games aren't played there because of school district consolidation and reorganization. We know what it is with declining enrollment in this part of the state, really in all parts of the state. Do you long for those days? You know, when you're like in that vicinity and you see that, I'm assuming there's nostalgia and memories when you're kind of in the vicinity.
Yeah, you know, I really don't dabble in the past that much. And sometimes I hope that the kids don't. You hope that that doesn't end up being their biggest accomplishment in life. I mean, I know it's something they're proud of and they should be proud of it. But at the same time, I've had situations before and even got some calls from other school that I coached at with some kids that were despaired because the highlight of their life was Friday night and their life. And they're, you know, they ended up, like I said, turning into despair because they're like, Coach, I can't get that feeling back anymore. There's nothing like that. And that's kind of a sad situation if, you know, it's important at that time for a 16-year-old kid. But for a 35-year-old kid that, you know, you've got probably got a family and should be moving on to some different things and maybe making some great highlights through your kids or whatever in the future. So once in a while, you get a kid where that might be the highlight of his life, and it's a little bit sad once in a while.
Yeah, good observation there. Do you, though, when you look at, you know, we talk about declining enrollment and, you know, the school district reorganizations, and I know why they happen, right? I mean, math don't lie when, you know, there's declining enrollment, declining population base, decisions have to be made. But do you miss, you know, kind of those days of the Yorkwood Golden Bears, the Warren Warriors, you know, the Southern Rebels, the Union Yankees, and basically they're no more. They're just part of a consolidated school district.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, I had the fortune of coaching 1A through 8A and finished up with a school with 3,200 kids up there and up in the western suburbs. And none of it's like Friday night on the lights in a small school, the way people will come out of their cornfields and quit working and do everything else to come and watch a football game. A lot of times, even if their son wasn't involved in it, it was really something to see. And then, you know, the great thing about it now is that who would ever dream that Yorkwood and Warren, I mean, because of the Melling's coffee shop gang going up there and badgering each other all the time, those guys didn't like each other at all. And then the administration's done a really good job of drawing together. I'm sure the first year or two, it may have been a little bit rough, but it, you know, the kids just think of it as united, and it looks like they have really good camaraderie and school spirit, and they don't look at themselves as being from Yorkwood or Warren or whatever, and that's a tip of the hat to those guys that have done that and led the way in the administration there.
All right. So, and, you know, one of the reasons I reached out and wanted to talk to you is because my daughter was playing a junior high basketball game this week at, again, United Junior High, which is the former Yorkwood High School, and they still have the, in that building, they still have the trophy case, the press clippings and the state championship trophy. And I was looking at it, I'm like, wow, it's been 40 years. I need to do something to recognize the 40-year anniversary. So you see that kind of, you know, the state championship trophy. And then I was talking to you off the air. There's that white outbuilding that's just kind of north of the school building. And then it'd be just a little bit east of the former football field where they have the Yorkwood, the roadside that says, you know, 1983 1A state football champs. So would you want to see stuff like that? Would you want to see the trophy again? I mean, would that bring back some nice memories to see that thing?
Well, not really. I mean, I think it's still United first and foremost. And even though I'm proud of what those kids accomplished and everything else, I think it's just like when Kirkwood and Little York and those people came together to form Yorkwood. And I don't think it's any different now. It expanded a little bit bigger to United, and they have their own camaraderies and rivals and everything now. So, you know, I know a lot of people very proud of that moment, and so am I, but I don't go out of my way to rehash it.
All right, so still, I understand you go to most of the Rock Ridge games to watch your son coach. What do you think of today's game, high school football 2023? Where's the game at, you think? It's still in a pretty good place?
Oh, I think it is. I think it's quite a bit different. I'd be fired within a week if I worked the kids probably the way I worked those farm boys. Those kids were tough, and they could put up with a lot. And, you know, you get more grandfatherly over the years, and you know, we conditioned those boys hard and did all that stuff, you know, I wouldn't do that today with today's kids, and I'm not sure it's any better or any worse. It's just different.
All right, well, great to check in with Steve Graves again. He was the head coach of the 1983 state championship Yorkwood Golden Bears. Coach, thanks for a walk down memory lane. Greatly appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
And you're listening to WRMJ.